Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the body of Christ gathered throughout the world and for all servants of the gospel, that following Jesus, the church lives out its calling every day, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the well-being of creation, for plants and animals, and for all that God has marvelously made, that we serve as wise stewards of earth, our home, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For police officers and firefighters, for attorneys and paralegals, for peacekeepers and military personnel, and for the leaders of government, that they provide protection to all people, especially the most vulnerable. We pray for peace and stability in the United States as the transition of power and inauguration takes place this coming week. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For those lacking food or shelter, for those who are sick, injured, or grieving, and for those who are imprisoned or homebound, especially Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Joe, Greg, Tyler, Marianne, Cheryl, Diane, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For residents and workers of long-term care and retirement homes, for hospitals overwhelmed with cases, for people who are lonely and feeling isolated, for all who are sick with COVID, for all who have gotten the vaccine, and for all who will get it in the future, for People Care in Tavistock, Greenwood Court in Stratford, Carescent Care Retirement Home in Listowel, and all other homes in outbreak, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. In thanksgiving for the saints who have gone before us, especially Eileen Hartung, that their lives give us a vision of the gospel in action, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share the peace with those around you in your family, and if you live alone, please give somebody a call or send an email today. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine your way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may God the Creator strengthen you, Jesus the Beloved fill you, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, keep you in his peace. Amen. Go in peace, be the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. Our sending song this morning is O Jesus, I Have Promised, and that is from the ELW hymn number 810. May peace be with you this week.